Part 4. How to End Self-Deception. Chapter 10. Meditating on Yourself First. Through one, all are known. Through one, all are also seen. Buddha. Since it is the individual person who undergoes pleasure and pain, makes trouble and accumulates karma, all the noise and the mess being made by the self, analysis should begin with yourself. Then, when you understand that this person is without inherent existence, you can extend this realization to the things that you enjoy, undergo, and make use of. In this sense, the person is principle. This is why Nagarjuna first presents the selflessness of persons and then uses it as an example for the selflessness of phenomena. His precious garland of advice says, "A person is not earth, not water, not fire, not wind, not space, not consciousness, and not all of them. What person is there other than these?" Just as due to being set up in dependence upon an aggregation of the six constituents, a person is not established as its own reality, so due to being set up in dependence upon an aggregation, each of the constituents also is not established as its own reality. Just as a person does not inherently exist because he or she is dependent upon a collection of the six constituents, earth, that is to say the hard substances of the body, water or fluids, fire or heat, wind or energy, movement, space or the hollow places in the body, and consciousness, so it is that each of the constituents also does not inherently exist because it, in turn, is set up in dependence upon its own parts. Examples are easier to understand than what they exemplify. Buddha speaks to this in the King of Meditation Sutra. Just as you have come to know the false discrimination of yourself, apply this mentally to all phenomena. All phenomena are completely devoid of their own inherent existence, like space. Through one, all are known. Through one, all are also seen.